All right, we're holding on in Siman Pei Tes, beginning Hilchas Tvila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Zman Tvila Sashacha Mitzvasa Sheyastchel Im Hanetzach Hama Kedachsev Yerucha Im Shamesh. So the Gemara quotes this pasuk that ideally a person should commence the Shemoneh Esrei with the sunrise, with Netzach Hama. The Imis Pa'u Misha Ala Muda Shacha Veheir Pnei Mizrach Yotza. B'di'evet, if a person davened from Amud HaShachar, v'heir pnei HaMizrach Yotzeh. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that in order to be Yotzeh B'dieved, there's a requirement for two things. There needs to be the Amud HaShachar and heir pnei HaMizrach. So we'll have to see exactly what these two things are. But we're going to see this obviously as the sun rises, or as it appears to rise, at least in the way we perceive it. So there is a little bit of morning light, and then there is when the entire eastern horizon appears to have light, even though the sun has not popped up above over the horizon. So it goes in stages. So the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is Misha Ala Amud HaShachar V'Heir Pnei HaMizrach. So you need both of these things. We'll see in the Be'alach a bit more in a minute. Yotzeh. So B'di'evit, if a person daven from such a stage, Yotzeh v'nimshech zmana ad seiv arba shoyis shehu shleshayim. So this zman of tefilas hashachar goes into 1/3 of the day, 4 hours. V'imta ayavra v'ispala ach arba shoyis ad chatzeis. He either made a mistake in cheshbening when it seiv zman tefila, and he ended up davening after seiv zman tefila. He ended up davening in the 5th hour of the day. Ayav Reviz Paul, of whatever it is, and you ended up davening after for Seves Man Tfila, Ad Chatzais, Afal Pish Ein Lois Char Ke Tfila Bizmana, even though you are lacking the Maila of Tfila Bizmana, because this is not the time when Chazal decided one should daven Shacharis, this is not the Zman they were Kiver for Tfila Shacharis, nevertheless, it's not a Brachal of Atala, Schar Tfila Mio Ika. Still, it's considered to be that you have a Schar for Tfila. Agav acher chatzis also lespal tefila shacharis. Ein lekamon in siman reish siman kufches, where there it speaks about tefilas tashlumin, that if a person missed, it's already after chatzis. So there we will see under what circumstances do we say that a person is able to be mashlim the tefila, depending on whether or not they were negligent or not. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. We said imanates. He has shor shahama maschelas lizreach b'rashi aharim. It's the time when the sun appears to have risen above the mountains. V'roy v'nochen lizar b'zelachatchila af bimei aslichis. So, in other words, says the Mishnah, ideally a person should be mindful not to daven before Netzachama. And I've been frequenting the 8 a.m. minyan for the last couple of months until I believe a cheshbon next Tuesday. I think next Tuesday is the first time that the early menu, the 7:10, 7:05 menu. Well, likewise, I've enjoyed. I've officially been trying to learn here before davening, but when you know that you don't have to be here by 7:10, you come 7:20, 7:25. So, if one is able to, he says, if possible, he says, and so too in the winter months. I'm sorry, I see my camera is still frozen. We're back. So he says, ideally, you should wait to daven the Shemoneh Esrei till Netzachama. Now, when is it okay to daven before Netzachama? If you're getting up already because you need to travel. Okay, I gavno shara dechak va'ines the mutala hakdim. Can come on b'sifches. Person needs to be in their workplace by a certain time. A person is traveling and the like. Then al kopanim yamtina milavarech alak tefillin adjiyakas chavera haradla mektas brichin dal namas. At least you should wait to put your tefillin on until this man of mishi yakir and the mikredim os levarech aleim kedla albasim and lamed stif aleph. So at least if you are davening early, so be mindful about the zman of Mishiyakra Gabi Talas and Tfilin. Tasprima Gad Mesiman Toft Sadi Dalad, the Hag Hashavuais Shneurin Kol Halayla Mutalis Pal Kedimane. So we rely on this kula. I mean, we've just said that a person is not supposed to daven before Netzach HaAmah, and that would mean if one stays up unlel Shavuos, so you'd have to wait, obviously, and it may extend the night, and people are tired. So here, the Prima Gadim says, one is allowed to do so. If you look at the Shad scene in Hay, he quotes also from the Derech HaChaim and Nesivas, U'mashmi v'Derech HaChaim, d'zeh mutter af le'el yirabo, sh'machmir b'mei aslichas. Meaning, y'mei aslichas, he doesn't allow you to daven before Netzach HaAmah, but on Shavuos he does. V'tam efshem mishim shahayu ne'urim kala layla, terech lahem lahamtin. It's a great terech to have to wait to daven with Netzach HaAmah, and therefore that is what many people rely on, and so on. Fine. The kishiel who lebeis and baskama teruchu leskabit shenis. It would be a big tircha to go back and come back again. And mikomar kamiyish lizar shle likris kriya shma kol kach baskama dainu kedim shiras chaver bericha daunamis biyakirenu dezer asan chatchila. You should not say kriya shma before this man of mishiyakir. Okay, la'el and siman and ches ayin shal. Now we said, im hispalo misha ala amud hashachar v'heir pnei hamizrach. So amud hashachar humash maschil hashachar lahavrik b'miktasei ma'at. So this is when there's just a little bit of light which starts to appear. This is, you know, somewhere between 72 to 96 minutes before Netzach HaAmah. Humash m'midir b'machavar d'koydim heir, before this man of heir, after the Eved Layotza, the Cheneski Mahar Be'achredim, Dalekim Magen Avram, the Ein Be'bir Halacha. So we'll look at the Be'bir Halacha in one second. We'll just see one more Sif Katan. He said, you need the Heir Pnei Mizrach, Ubayin and Shiar Kol Pnei Mizrach. So you need the entire eastern horizon to light up. Again, the sun has not popped over above the horizon, but you at least see light over the entire eastern horizon. You see a couple of dots and spots. Meaning, even though you'll say, well, how can it be morning? I still see loads of stars. Well, that's okay. I mean, you can see stars even during the day, so that's not necessarily a stira to daytime. Fine. So let's take a look at this bir halacha. We'll maybe skip around a little bit. If you go to the first bir halacha, four lines down, end of the line, mashma mi divrei hamechaber de kodim sheheir hamizrach af she'ala amud hashachar lo yotza af b'dieved. I mean, he seems to say two statements, that it's not enough to have a little bit of morning light, but you need the entire pnei hamizrach to light up. So the mashmo, so the mechaber, he's coming to say, when are you yotza al kol panim b'dieved, if it's heir kol pnei hamizrach. There's no requirement of heir kol pnei hamizrach. Even once there is a little bit of morning light, that is sufficient. If you kind of skip down about four or five lines, three words in, amnam b'yesim izem atzina b'sefer el yirabo. So you need hair kol pnei hamizrach. The entire eastern side needs to be lit up. Otherwise, even b'dieved, you know, yotza, he afterwards quotes a magin giborim, who also is machria, like the Elia Rabbah, that there is a requirement of Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach in order to be Yitza. About seven lines later, he says two words in, by the full stop, V'ayin le'el b'simon in ches, v'fi halacha shehevesi raya medivar ashpo, shegam hu sivar ke Elia Rabbah v'agra mati Yehuda, that there is a requirement of Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach, v'ladino. So says the Be'alacha, how do we pass him? Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehyeh B'Devarei. Uledina, Bevada Yesh Lachish L'Chol Hani Rav Avasa B'Chol Davish Mitzvasa B'Yoyim. The things where the mitzvah is during the day, you should be Machmir, like the El Yirah B'Mathiyut and the Goyin. So if you did it before Hera Kovani HaMizrach, you should repeat it. So if it's not pressing, so you should not do so, and so on. Okay, prima guardian, the Chimash of the Rachachayim, Shetak al-Alach al-Kapach, Ali Rabba, the Leisagi Kishir for Kashach. You can include this line after a couple of dots, specks of light, El-Aji Akola Mizrach, Avol, the Shas of Chak, in this Bal Kribim Shehera Mizrach. If a person, either that person flew and they landed in Eretz Yisrael, and they're nervous they're going to fall asleep, and they dive and it's 3 a.m, they didn't quite check exactly when the Zman Amar, and it's before Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach. He says, "Efter the Yishlis Mechbezeh B'Dievet Al Amalin Avram V'Hapri Chadosh V'Hapri Megadim." And now, Shloach Selispal Mishum Chashash Bachlo Batala. That's our hint. So, even though he's really unhappy with people treating it like daytime before Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach, but Legabi the Shaila Bachlo Batala. I mean, maybe according to 3 Gedolei Acharonim, Gedolei HaPeskim, Magen Avram, Pri Chadosh, Pri Megadim, you are Yotzah. So to go ahead and say brachas again, it might be a bracha batala. So the flat, certainly the Sfaradim would not do so. They're very machmir and tzafik bracha batala. But it seems to be that's the way the biralach is coming out. So lemaisa, we're saying that you should only treat it like day once it's hair kol pnei hamizrach and so on. But legabi brachas, if you davened already, then there is room to be makel. Now we said, Bidyevit, if a person davened before Netzachama, Yatsa, you are Yatsa, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet. What does Yatsa mean? Yatsa Bidyevit. Vafilu Shalei B'Shas Adchak, meaning even if you went ahead, and you, let's say it wasn't a Shas Adchak, you're not catching a flight, right? You're not rushing out somewhere, and you davened before Netzachama. So do we say you're only yoytze if it's a shas adchak? No, says the Mishnah Berurah. Lemaisa you're yoytze even if it is shaloi b'shas adchak. Because otherwise, anyone who davens at the 7:10 minyan, right, or who davens at the 7:30 minyan on a Sunday morning throughout the winter, you know, what's the shas adchak? You have to daven at 7:30 on a Sunday morning. You know, if you have a flight to catch, or you have to be in work, it makes sense. But if you don't, where's the Shas of Chak? So he says over here from the Tiv Hamudis, Rabbi Rabba, Magen Gibeim, Lemaisa you are Yoytza. Lemaisa you are Yoytza, even though punct for you it wasn't a Shas of Chak, and you might have said you're not Yoytza, it's not a Shas of Chak for you, you are Yoytza. But b'Shas of Chak, right? Bachim are very machmen es halacha, and therefore they're hader. Yeah, u'b'shas adchak again. B'mashkim lotzis laderev. But if it's a matzav where you need to catch a plane, or you have to be in work by 8:30 and so on, and so okay, agav neshar adchak ba'ines afilu lechatchila. Okay, come on, seir b'sifches. Remember, what's the lashon of the pesukim? Call. Certainly, a shas adchak is kebedieved dami. So if you are in a shas adchak, you're already in a matzav where for me it's a bedieved. So you lechatchila. Even though you're before, you haven't yet done it. I mean, b'diavad usually means ex post facto. It's after the fact. No, you can b'chadchila go ahead and do so because this is the matzav that you're in. Ein sham. V'da'an de divrei shulchan aruch einam amurim rak le'inyan chayvus mitzvus tefila bilvad. The yotze ba'afa sheher amizrach. B'zeh kfar higiyaz man. L'maisi, it's considered to be higiyaz man. D'niskin ha'keneged ha'tomid. We're not discussing Kriyishma as such. We're discussing Shmanesh. So in other words, we're making a distinction between Alois HaShachar and Mishiyakir. Some say there's not a huge amount of time between the two. Some say there's only 6 minutes between Alayhi Shachar and Mishiyakir 6 minutes later. So he's saying that if you don't wait for Mishiyakir and you just go ahead and you say Kriyashma already from Alayhi Shachar, it could be, in that case, even with the evidence, you're not Yitzhak. It's a little bit later. And so on. So you shouldn't do so. Now we said that what is the latest time to daven Shmoneh Esrei? At Seif Arba Shoyis, which is 1/3 of the day. Hayoyim v'mayim aruch Shmoneh Esrei Shoyis. So if there are, meaning let's say if the day it gets light from 2 a.m. until midnight, whatever it is, you can have extremely long days. If you go further north and so on. So depending on how long the day is, if you have an 18 hours of sunlight, have a sheish shoyis al hayoyim, because you divide the 18 into 12 parts. And then each part is going to be an hour and a half. So 4 times an hour and a half will be 6. Okay, tiyim arach teisha sheis, but if it's only 9 hours long, v'sholosh sheis, it'll be much shorter. D'la olam misharin sheis eilu lefi inyan hayim. It's always sheis zmanios. V'heim nekrim sheis zmanios. Shehayim is chalak l'shneim astar chalakim. It's divided into 6 portions. V'inyan Hashlishu shetfilas hashachu neged carbon tamid ulaylam leichru oisim lahakriv laachish l'shayim. They never delayed in being makar the tamid shal shachar after 1/3 of the day. Mitzach ligmar atfilas man asri b'sich shlishayim. So this is an important thing. You're supposed to actually finish before save zman tefila, not just begin before save zman tefila. There are days. Our days, which are more make of this, I believe this is Bishulei Diskin, who says that, how does it go? There's a taste, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Chazal say that we know that Bilam HaRosh knew to be Mechash of Vizman, the Rega that Hashem is angry. The Gemara says, Kill Zayim B'chol Yoyim. And how long is Hashem angry for? Rega. How long is a rega? Rega kamimre. The amount of time it takes to say the word rega. Ki rega va'apoy. Pasuk says. He's angry for a rega. Fractasis. So what could Bilam say, right, in the word rega? What could he already say in such a time? So Tesis gives two. Say again?
Kalaim
says. The first answer Tesis says is kalaim. He could have said kalaim, wipe them out, consume them. And like the Mefarshim explain, and what happened? Hashem was mahapech miklal lebracha. So, kaf lamed mem ki mireish tzirim erenu, and then loy hibit oven biyakiv, and ma tevo alech yakiv. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you wanted to say kalim, you're going to end up saying, kalim lebracha, and so on. That's answer number one. Answer number two says Rabbi Sholeib, it says Tesis, excuse me, is being that he began to be mekalel them in the moment that Hashem is angry. So then he's able to be mamshech. So says Rabbi Sholeib, based on the second answer of Tesis, maybe it has an afkamin like Abbe Sivs Man Tfila. As long as you start, he says, Midateva Maruba Mimitas Puranis. If Madach Lagabi Puranis, it's like that. Surely Lagabi is something good. So he says, if a person started, let's say, to daven in the correct time, even though it's Nimshech afterwards, you see, from Tesis, maybe that works. But the Mishnah Berurah takes a more of a machmer stance. And says you're supposed to finish. And Lamaisavi says you're supposed to finish Chazar Sashatz also. Chazar Sashatz also by Seif Zman Tfila. And now we said, yeah.
It's from next to Shia.
Is that the Machlekes, Magen Avraham and Goin? The Magen Avraham says from Alois to Tseif, the Goin says from Netzachama till Shkia. And it seems to be the Mikra Din, I believe, we pass it like the Goin, not like the Magen Avraham. I think that's the way they phrase it, and the Magen Avraham is more of a Chumrah. It's more of a Chumrah. Now we said, Im ta oy avar vispalo, oy avar ratzalimar, shibimezid shah es atfila ad sha avar zmano of afgach ispa. He says, look, I can catch a minion till 11:30. I'm not going to doubt it so early. So he did it on purpose. Afgach ispa lo. Avo pikin yotzi de chivas tfila. Right, so the obligation to daven he has fulfilled. Person shouldn't say, look, I missed his man tefillah, so okay, I'm not interested in stam, having a mile of tefillah. I'll learn instead. On that says the Mishnah Nein. You're obligated to do so. Quotes that from a prima godam. So this is fascinating. Lamaisa, he says that a person is davening shacharis after seif iman tefila. You know, so some people think, you know, you've got until you've got kochatzeis. No, you have until seif iman tefila. And according to some, that's it. Kind of the end of the line. So we say, no, even till chatzis. But says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so glatt, it's not so poshut, and therefore you should daven b'teris nedava. Why? Ki yesh peiskim shesevim debehezid ad arba shoyis shuv limotzi l'spala klal alki yispal v'yasna shemitzad adin hu potter hu b'teris nedava. So in other words, let's say a person is draying around, right? And someone says, you know, Seif Zman Tefila is coming up. Nah, it's like, you know, catch a bean until 11 o'clock, 11:30, no problem, and so on. Remember, we've said it's better for a person to daven b'yechidus before Seif Zman Tefila than to daven with a minion. So if you can catch a minion, you know, let's say a person arrives at the airport and, you know, they can catch a minion in Reb Chunin until 11:30, right? Or they can catch Seif Zman Tefila in the airport, it's better to daven b'yechidus. Right before, because you're davening in this man, Chazal Rumasak, and you're supposed to daven in. So he quotes this that there are opinions which say who does he quote? A Ravon, a Prichadish, a Gra. It's interesting, even though the Prichadish was very makel as far as the earliest time to daven. He said, you know, once you have a little bit of light, you don't need kol hair, kol pnei amizrach. Prichadish, we have quoted this actually before. Lechatchila, Prichadish chelik al shulchan aruch. Prichadish was incredible. He was nifted very young, like around 30 or so. He lived not so long after the shulchan aruch, maybe like 80 years, something like that. Be'erech, 100 years, I'm not sure. But he often argues on the shulchan aruch. Prichadish chelik al shulchan aruch. Usfirlei d'mishaheir, who's man lechatchila. So he's very makel as far as the earliest time to daven, but he's very machmir. He says, you know, once it's 4 hours into the day, finito. So that's it. It's over. You can't do it anymore. And therefore, one should daven b'teris nedava. Finally, we said achachatzeis. That's it. You've missed it. Mashmilosh narav. The filu take it achatzeis asles bal shachris. It's too late. Adal el koy bein aver b'mezid top shegig. Yesh mekile mechati shosh achatzeis. There are those who make it if it's within half an hour. Uladina mashm primagam derachaim she'ein lazuz mipsak arav. So even though there might be days which say, look, zman mincha only begins half an hour after chatzeis, so maybe I can go a little bit more. Lamaisi says you shouldn't do so. V'chein mashm biakra the bemes kvar higia zman mincha. Be'etzim it's the zman of mincha. Narvas. The Gemara says we wait because it's not so clear. You know, if the sun is in the west. So once it's half an hour past chatzis, then we know for a fact it's this man. But the etzim, you know, we would say it's sort of this man of mincha, and so on.
There's no overlap, even if you to make sure there's no overlap.
Correct, exactly. Elish mitam shenad bekiim shem yavei litzais. Therefore, they asked it al king kishu shogage nanes v'leis pal kinim chatzis yamtin acha chatzis chatzisho. If a person missed chatzis, wait half an hour, and it means you're not allowed to eat. You can't do anything. You're not allowed to eat until you daven. So you have to wait half an hour. Yispal mincha v'achakach shachris b'tiras hashlama. You daven at tefilas hashlumin v'leil hafach. We have to make sure that you daven what's incumbent upon you to daven first, namely tefilas mincha, and then you do the hashlama. It always has to be like that v'leil hafach. V'gamdachki b'shashagag inenes. It's only if it was a mistake. But if it was on purpose, important psak. Let's say a person messed up and he daven shachris within the half an hour period post chatzis yotza. He says, we don't say you need to do it tefilas tashlumin in such a case. So lemaisa, you're not supposed to. If a person is chatzis, you're not supposed to daven in a half an hour. Wait for half an hour and daven mincha first, and then do a tefillas tashlumin. But if b'diavad you did, then we say yatsa on some level, and you don't do a tefillas tashlumin. We'll maybe just mention a few ha'aris, which we may get to Siv Aleph first, and then we'll continue tomorrow with Siv Beis.